The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X, that's me, meets Gen Z. Connor, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
You're back by popular demand. People keep on saying how smart this Gen Z guy is. It's so funny. Like I say Generation X, I say the whole thing. And then you guys don't say Generation Z, you say Gen Z. What's that
Gen Z. So I say it like cool, you know, like a young hip guy.
Again, and I grew up with Marsha and the, what was that? Oh gosh. The Brady Bunch, where they would say the words groovy. Oh, that's groovy. So today, I guess that's a whole different thing. You don't use the word groovy.
Groovy's a little 70s in my mind.
Very 70s in your mind. And today's topic for our listeners is not Marsha Brady. It's actually questions and answers by the father and son duo. We love taking your questions. And they come in from all over the place. I don't see them beforehand. I get to hear them first time live. But, you know, we get calls in, different reps that work in a firm and admin and so forth. And imagine the questions that come in are probably some of the questions that you have at home or driving around these wee hours. So let's jump right into today's segment, questions and answers.
You got it. Okay. So this question, a very good one. Are bonds due for a major rebound, or is it really not worth bothering to look at them?
Yeah, well, I think it's the former. I think with anything, it's what they call asset allocation, how much you have in stocks, how much you have in bonds, how much you have in cash. You know, the last couple of years have been some of the worst bond markets we've had in 40 years. Because let's say you're holding on a bond that's paying 2%, and now the new issues of bonds are issuing at 4 and 5%. Your bond's worth a lot less money because it doesn't cash flow as much, so to speak. But there is a case to be made that, you know, rates may start going down at some point. So you get to keep the interest rate on a monthly basis, especially in retirement if you need the income. And you may get some appreciation after so many years of seeing just the opposite. But again, I think the question should be more like, hey, what part of your portfolio? Again, if you're younger, you have 30 years to retire, 40 years to retire, you're a Gen Z like Connor Mahoney, you probably want to be more in equities. But then again, you get older, you want to take less risk in the market. That's when you have some allocation towards bonds. And the higher the rate, well, the more allocation you want to have towards bonds.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's maybe a good time to look at bond funds, right? Because you have the inverse relationship of interest rates and bond prices. So if rates are topping or supposed to come down eventually, hello, maybe it's worth checking out. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of bond buyers over the years have seen rates have gone down. We've gone through a cycle of higher rates, and now we'll see which way we transition. But again, if you hold the bond to maturity, you get your principal back. So if you're talking bond funds, it depends on the person. Like some people say, you know what?
Right.
I want to buy a 10-year bond or a 5-year bond. Even if it fluctuates up, down, I want to get my coupon, which means I want to get my dividends. But also at maturity, I want to get my money back. With bond funds, the advantage is they're well-diversified, professionally managed. Though the downside is there's no set maturity. So even if rates go up and down and the bond prices go up and down, you're not guaranteed at maturity like an individual bond. So it's different cups of tea for different investors.
Mm.
And thankfully, there's so many different investments, so many different opportunities. But it's certainly that's one of the reasons why some people will say, yeah, I want an individual bond because I know then at maturity.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's a good coverage of that topic. So is it not worth bothering to look at them? That's the second prong of the question. It's definitely worth bothering to look at.
Yeah.
You know?
I think anything, it's always risk reward, you know, and, you know, risk tolerance, and risk tolerance changes when the market is going really heavy, you know, and going up. Oh, I have a high risk tolerance. I'm making money. And then the market goes down. I have a low risk tolerance. So risk tolerance is really has to do with one's personality, but also I've found over the years, 34 years, or kind of how many years in dog's life have I been doing this for?
You always say 200.
200 years of dog's life, there's that risk tolerance has changed. As you get older, it gets more conservative. If you get hit pretty hard with the market, your risk tolerance generally goes down as well. But that's kind of, you know, one of those things you take a look at, professionally managed, I believe, or professionals like us, we're professionals, that have a lot of experience and try to look at this from 30,000 feet and how to develop a portfolio. It starts with asset allocation mix. But that's a great question. Really great question to start. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I haven't heard these questions during the course of the week until we get to do this for WHD here Sunday morning in the wee hours, I should say.
Yeah. All right. So I got another one. And this kind of came up this week with a client. Just kind of, you know, and this is good because they're kicking the tires, making sure they're paying a fair fee. So they asked, why should I pay a fee for someone to manage my account? And what is considered a fair fee these days?
Very good question. A two-part question. Typically, it's between 1-1.5% I've seen, but again, that could change. It depends on how much work needs to be done. There's other type of things that go along with it. But I think the first part, if I could tackle that, you know, I hear this all the time. If you could go on your own and you've had some training, you have some certifications and, you know, you could do this on your own. Yeah, you could save yourself. But sometimes, and I have to say probably most times, a professional should be able to outpace what you would do. And you'd more than make up that, let's say, 1% or 1.5%. You know, the 1-1.5% that we charge also for some clients, it depends. Some people want to go through commissions. Some people don't pay commissions. Someone pay a fee. We're very flexible, however you want to do it. But there's a lot more. We do projections. We do financial planning, tax planning, estate planning, all for that one fee. And again, it sounds like a commercial. Right. I didn't know this question came up, but certainly, yeah, you want to make sure you pay it. So again, let's say I'm making this up hypothetical. You made 10% on your own, but with the fee, you made 20% with an advisor. Well, you got your money's worth. Oh, you made 10% on your own and the advisor with the fee made 3%? Not so good. So, you know, everything is relative, but certainly advisor fees have come down like pretty much everything else has come down over the years. And so, you know, someone could actually afford, so to speak, a professional advisor, a money manager, a wealth manager, and it's not that expensive these days.
Yeah. And hey, I got to say it, you know, S&P sometimes is down 1% in a day. The markets are down 1% in a day and you don't even flinch, you know, or a lot of people don't even flinch at that. And that's all we're asking for, like 1 year. So I always do kind of think it's not too crazy. And honestly, sometimes we go under 1% for even larger balances because, you know, on a dollar term, you don't want to pay something insane.
Right. So and after this break, unfortunately, we're coming right to a break, but I'm going to talk about how an advisor could be really, again, an analogy, a really good caddy. You know, stay away from the water, stay away from the sand. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney. Both of us from Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester, Knotson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z. Today's topic, questions and answers. But before we go there, you heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And he's talking about that book. Why? Because he wants you to get it. We want you to get this book. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Every topic we talk about is in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. The book sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you. You can do it. Be the first one of the first callers today and get the book. It is a paperback book, as an ebook, whichever you prefer. 845 371 0101. We'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. If you're driving around these wee hours, essential, you're probably an essential worker. And if you are, thank you, thank you. Starting a shift, ending a shift, if you do, thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On. And by the way, she's a fellow Hendrick Hudson sailor. She graduated a couple of years before I did. But we've known Casey for a long time. Great work that she does and a great show. Don't change your dial after a show. Go right into Shine On, the Casey Show, the health and happiness. So I said, you know, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah, that's weekend, around 8:25 after traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:10, 6:15 on the way home, well, you got Andy Bell's show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern accent, that Southern charm. Well, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, what they did, what they didn't do, and the local Hudson Valley business that we created for you. All our information, including my TV appearances this past week, radio, all the different magazines I get quoted in during the course of the week, it's added to our website, Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS.com. GPS, why? Because we're trying to navigate you. Crazy world, right? A lot of investments. Yeah. Yeah. So we try to navigate you around why we call it Mahoney. GPS.com. All information, TV segments, articles, newsletters. By the way, you can sign up for a newsletter that comes out every Tuesday evening for free. A lot of good information in there. Of course, I'm kind of biased. And again, we wouldn't be able to do this every Sunday morning, Connor and myself, without Randy Turner, engineer extraordinaire. Randy, thank you for your help in making the show possible. So we'll go right back to your questions. And right before the break, we had a question about advisor fees. And, you know, we don't really duck that. We work hard for our clients. We get paid for our clients. And if it all goes well, it's like having a really good caddy on your side. For 34 years, I've been doing this. And Connor, how many dogs' life is that again? 200, thank you. So if doing this for like 200 years, yes, I'm really old. You know, I can tell people, hey, if you go this way, you're going to hit the sand. Hey, you go this way, you're going to be in the water. This is the way you want to go. Not always right, but definitely keep you out of trouble, a good advisor. And I'm sure, Connor, you've had a lot of analogies and time to think about also what it's like, you know, why we get paid fees and are they really expensive and what do you get for that? But also, you know, this is not something you learned in high school, something you haven't learned in college. You go to work, you're asked to put a 401k plan together, you know, and also now you're retiring, you got these assets, how you manage those assets, how you produce income. You go from accumulation year to distribution years. And I think for 1% a year or so, probably would pay for itself to have a professional. This is not an advertisement for us. It's actually more of an advertisement for the industry. We think the professional, especially with all the designations like I have, registered investment advisor, Series 7 license, a fiduciary, so to speak, we can really help out.
Yeah. I'm closer removed to doing those. Those are extremely challenging exams. You really have to know your stuff to pass them. I did my
Connor went to college, by the way, Quinnipiac, and took some really difficult classes on finance. He had a couple of mentors.
You'd be surprised, I guess.
And when you got to take these other license exams, and you were a great student. Congratulations, cum laude. Again, I'm bragging about my son, cum laude. These are tough tests, you know, to be in our industry.
Yeah. I mean, Same concept applies to any profession, right? Like doctors, here's my analogy, you know, you're not going to try to cure like some, you know, disease or something that's wrong with you, just, you know, generally on your own. Right. Like it's just,
no, it's a great analogy.
It's very similar.
Cooties, you look down your arm, it has a bunch of rashes. Yeah. You may want to try calamine lotion, but if that doesn't do it, and also something's popping up somewhere else, don't try to be your own doctor. Again, by the way, look, some people are listening. Have been trained in this area or have a lot of information. I've been to a lot of seminars, read a lot of books. They probably can do it on their own. But for some people, it's not A, it's not their cup of tea, and B, they may not even know how this stuff works.
Yeah. And this is, markets are complex, especially if you're trying to get really high returns. Like if you do want to trail the S&P, that's good. I mean, it had some bad years in there, obviously, like last year. I don't know if you want to hold through that or not. If you want those high returns or potential, you know, better performance over the long term, then advisor is definitely your best bet because no one else can really do that for you.
Right.
Unless you're better than us, you know, like.
I know for sure. All right. So let's tackle another question. If you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Finances co-host Ken Mahoney. That's Generation X. And Gen Z is Connor Mahoney. We're of course with you here every Sunday morning. And today's topic, questions and answers.
Here's a good one that we get quite often. Because people are moving jobs, right? Right? Should I roll my old deferred comp into my new one or something else, or just leave it where it is?
You had some really good questions. I guess you went around to staff this week. You know, so Look, I like the idea, if you're not working there anymore, take it with you. You could roll over to an IRA where you could put anything into it. So in a 401k plan is great because accumulation years, you know, a couple times a month you get paid, a little bit comes out, dollar cost average, pre-tax, all those goodies. But a lot of times you're limited with 16 choices or 20 choices. Let's say you want to buy Tesla stock. And by the way, I'm not recommending it. It's like hypothetical. You could roll over and buy everything you want in Tesla stock. You can't do that in a 401k plan. Oh, I want to buy Apple. You can't do that in a 401k plan. Oh, I want to put something into an annuity that's guaranteed or a CD. You can't do that. There's a limited amount of choices. So by all means, when people retire, we definitely prefer people for the right, you know, right reasons, you know, roll over. And then under that umbrella of an IRA rollover, they could put anything, you could put anything you want into it. It gives you a lot more choices, a lot more flexibility. And we'll talk more about this right after this break.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Imagine that? Every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z. That's Connor. And today's topic, questions and answers. We'll go right back to those questions. But before we do, we heard from our friend, Mike Bennett, and he is a friend of ours. And gosh, he's such a great guy. He's helped out so many different ways, so many different community plans and so much fundraising for, you know, great not-for-profits. He's everywhere, everywhere you'll find Mike Bennett. But he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I had to send him a pop quiz, make sure he remembers all the things in the chapters. But each chapter builds on top of itself, somewhat like a semi-biography of my dad, who was a local union worker, local 38 up in Brewston, New York. He was a sheet metal worker, and he had a pension, he had annuity, he had healthcare, vision, dental, he had it all. And for a lot of us, it's not your father's retirement, it's not your grandpa's retirement, grandma, and so forth. Things will change. And in that book, we try to bring those things back, which your grandfather or grandmother may have had. So the phone number to get that book for free, first 20 callers, I know you can do it, 845-371-0101. Get a couple more times, so get your crayon out, or I don't know, lipstick, whatever it is you want to write on. Here's the phone number to get your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I wrote it a few years ago. Of all the books I've wrote, I think 9 books now, Connor. It's the most popular one in the series. Yeah, it's the most popular one in the series. So here's the phone number, 845-371-0101. All the information that we put together is at MahoneyGPS.com. All you'll find everything from my latest TV appearances, radio podcasts, articles, where I contribute to different articles for CNBC or for Barron's or for, you know, you name it, Kiplinger's. It's all right there. So MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? We want to navigate you. And right before the break, what was the question we had, Connor?
Oh, it was, should I roll my old deferred comp into a new one or something else, or just leave it where it is?
Yeah, and before the break, I gave some thoughts, and I think it, you know, gives you a lot more possibilities, a lot more choices by rolling it into an IRA, so you're not restricted to 15 different subaccounts. What's your take on that, Connor?
Yeah, no, I think having the flexibility to invest in whatever you'd like, maybe with an advisor, wink, wink, is a good choice. You know, because stocks aren't always the right thing to be in. Bonds aren't always the right things to be in. Maybe there's a good opportunity in the money market like there is right now. Right. Yeah, so it just opens that in massive sea of investment choices, whereas the deferred comps don't particularly.
Right. And I'm going to remind anybody that ever does roll over, there's no tax to be paid. So be like, I don't want to roll it over. Do I roll over the $220,000 I have in my 401k plan to pay taxes on $220,000? No, if you do a rollover, there's no taxes. only when you take money out. And again, like Connor said, it gives a lot more choices, including money market. Money market rates are high. You could get a CD. You can't get a CD in your 401k plan, 403b plan. Nope. You can get that when if you roll it over. So great question. And I'm sure we have time for a couple more questions here. And today's topic, questions and answers on your show, GPS for Your Finances.
Yeah, I put these in order very strategically. Next one is, how do you scan the market for different opportunities? This person asks, sometimes I feel like the market is overwhelming since there are so many stocks to choose from.
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of the question.
Oh, so how do you scan the market for different opportunities? How do you scan?
I'm going to give this question to you.
Scan. The first thing I like to think of is different sectors in the economy and looking at those sectors and which ones are doing good. So basically, there's a lot of different tools you could use. I think we really like MarketSmith. It is a software if you're really like serious and trader and into this stuff. You'll be able to look at different sector ETFs or what sectors are performing well.
Yeah, if I can break that down. So the airline sector is probably no, an auto sector is probably, there's not a lot of growth there. But sectors like communication or technology or software, you know, some that's usually the leadership when you say sectors.
Right. So I think that, I didn't really explain what sectors are, but that's a great way to achieve process of elimination of what not to look at. Definitely, that's a good place to start is looking at, we don't really want to be watching like car stocks, like for
some retailers, right? You know? Retailers, a lot of debt, and now Amazon could get things a lot cheaper and easier. So yeah, there's some sectors, God forsaken sectors you don't want, but then that narrows the field down to areas where there is some strength or some growth in the industries.
Right. And then, just creating that, I guess it's a top down approach, I suppose. And then you could pick maybe what's the individual. So here's a good example this year, right? So you find all these different sectors and you notice, like this semiconductor sector seems to be trending, high demand for those products. So then you look at the sector ETF. You start looking through different stocks in that sector and you would probably find NVIDIA, which is one that performed really good this year, or Broadcom, among others. And that's kind of how you would scan down and find what are the best opportunities, essentially, if you were like a trader or like a big time investor or something.
Right. And by the way, in the right sectors, there's going to be those companies that are leading. Again, we have to be careful not to give those names out because of compliance and so forth. But disclaimer. But, in those, strong industry where a lot of money is going to technology, let's say a lot of money is going into infrastructure or to what they call CapEx. There are these companies that have great earnings. And that's really where the market looks at. So you have companies like retailers that have a lot of debt. They're losing money. Why do you want to invest there unless you think there's a turnaround? Really, what you want to go towards is those sectors that produce companies, and those companies produce good revenues because they're in a sweet spot. And with those revenues, what do those companies do? They buy back stock, they raise dividends, they do a whole bunch of good things for shareholders. So if we know a company, again, things can change. They may have strong earnings and all of a sudden have a really bad quarter and that's it. But certainly Wall Street rewards those companies that are in strong sectors with strong earnings because so many good things happen that way.
Right. And you could even scan for earnings growth, right? So I only want to look at companies with 20% quarter over quarter growth or year over year growth. So there's different ways to look at different scans. You could run a scan any way you'd like to find specific companies that have the prospect of investing in.
Right. Oh, gosh. Connor, time goes up already in our GPS for Finances that we do here every Sunday morning, the wee hours. And I always enjoy doing this with you, Connor. And it came out because one day Randy said, Ken, I love listening to you. And Randy's our engineer, but it's just you. And then all of a sudden Connor jumped on and again, we get a lot of accolades. A lot of people love listening to this father-son team and very proud of Connor.
He said he likes a second voice.
A second voice, but not only a second voice, a really good voice. So until next week, you won't hear our voices until then. But until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.